Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between, throwing it down as the countdown is on. NFL football right around the corner. College football getting set to kick off as well. And in fact, we've already had a college football game, but we'll have a full slate of games on a Saturday. And over the coming weeks, some real teams will start playing as well. We're going to be breaking it down. Big Man on Campus will step up and in and return here in level two. We'll talk some NFL football. The Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know what it is with the Philadelphia Eagles. Already a cursed organization, it seems, for injuries. Like, the Eagles lose guys even when they're not practicing. Like, Eagles guys got hurt in Zoom meetings somehow. And now their first-round draft pick, now their wide receiver, Rager, is hurt. He could be back for week two, yet this isn't the start that you're looking for if you're the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll talk NFL football, of course, NBA. Things are going crazy in the association right now. Epic stuff, epic battle, epic duel performance is going on here in the Utah and Denver series. Jamal Murray goes off for 50. Donovan Mitchell drops 44. And, you know, it's a great series. Now we're going seven. I think the wrong team is probably favored in game seven right now, as the Utah Jazz open up as 1-point favorites in game seven. The Toronto Raptors lose another game one. Boston have now beaten the Raptors 4 to 5 times that they played this year. Not just beating them, but beating them pretty good, like pretty much every time. The Raptors have some matchup issues. They're going to have to figure out, and Pascal Siakam's going to have to play better basketball for the Toronto Raptors, or it's going to be the end of the line for the Raptors. Just the way they want to go out in the bubble like this, it's never pretty, is it? But the Raptors always lose game ones. John Rahm drains a 66-foot putt, shocks the golf world. Actually was 66-1 as well. You know, as far as the in-tourney odds were concerned, and a lot of people cashed that. I was not one of them, but I did get a piece of Johnny Rahm at 12-1. And you know what? We'll take it. The New York Islanders had the Philadelphia Flyers on the ropes. We told you guys this after the Flyers-Canadians series. The Flyers were exposed. Dude, that was a 12-1. You know, the Canadians were a 12 seed. The Flyers were a 1 seed. Did that look like a 12-1? Look like a 12-1. Today's the first time. This year was the first ever time we've ever had a 12-1 in the playoff. Force Rage Late Night. Continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Sports Rage late night. Again, you shout out to the crew. Master Control, Midtown of Manhattan, getting it done here this evening. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates as well, including everybody joining us right now on the mightier 1090 up and down the coast. You know, it's based, you know, San Diego, of course, Los Angeles, but I know we've got people tuning in. It's got a crazy reach, a 50,000-watt juggernaut of AM mayhem. So a big man on campus kicking it with us right now. I am Gabriel Morenci. So let's get into the NFL a bit here. I talked about, so big man's in Philadelphia and a diehard Eagle guy as well. I know you weren't impressed. You didn't love the draft pick in the first place, wide receiver out of TCU. Let's give him a chance to see what he does in a National Football League. But like a lot of these college wide receivers, man, you know, you get to the NFL and we haven't even started playing yet and you've got injuries. So, you know, when he plays his first game, he's going to be coming off an injury and it's not really the way you want to start things off. Talk to me about Jalen's injury here, big man.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, 4-week injury now. So, you know, now you're into week 3, week 4 till, you know, you get back. They're already without Alshon Jeffrey, who's not going to be back until October. And now you're back at square one and where you were at last year, where you just had to bring in guys that really shouldn't be on the field. You know, guys like Deontay Burnett. Luckily, the Eagles drafted John Hightower, a player out of Boise. And Quez Watkins, a speedy guy out of Southern Miss. Both guys can come in and fill in, and I've heard they've had good camps. You also have Greg Ward and Ortega Whiteside. But, yeah, it's a big loss. I mean, you know, we all know how injury-ridden DeSean Jackson is at times as well. You look at this offensive line all of a sudden, Andre Dillard out for the foreseeable future at left tackle. From what I understand, Gabe, and this is straight from the streets of South Philadelphia, Matt Pryor is their left tackle right now. And from what I understand, he got absolutely destroyed in practice today. And I'm not talking about against guys like Brandon Graham. He was getting beat up by Josh Sweat, which is not a good sign. You already have Jason Peters at right guard. And look, not for nothing, Gabe. People are pissed off in this town about Jason Peters' behavior over the last couple of days. Jason Peters, who no one wanted a couple of months ago, Eagles bring him in on a one-year, $3 million deal, and he wants to complain and say, I want more money if I'm going to have to play left tackle. Give me a break. This team's given Jason Peters over $100 million. That's a 10% of a billion, Gabe. And he has the nerve and the gall to complain. It says he wants more money. I thought he was a leader. I thought he was a veteran. We don't have time for this nonsense.
Especially when everything's falling apart. Yeah, you got enough problems, right? And you got this guy walking in the office complaining. Like, you know.
Exactly. Keep in mind, nobody wanted this guy a couple of months ago. He's 38 years old. Give me a break. Things aren't looking good right now. And that's story in Eagle Land. I mean, Dallas Goedert's been injured. I don't have a lot of confidence in this team right now. I have every reason to believe that you know, this team will win some games, but you know, it's not going to start easy. Luckily, they get Washington right out of the gate, so it's not a terrible start. But yeah, I mean, when you look at the Cowboys and they're kind of closing in on possibly Earl Thomas, you look at that depth chart, you look at what they're doing down there. You mentioned the fan aspect as well. The fact that Dallas is only -130 to win the East, I think is laughable. I think they run away with this division.
Yeah, you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, and they've got offensive line issues right now. Right back to square one. Already a questionable wide receiver situation coming into the year, and now beat up with Rager and with Jeffrey both being injured. The elephant in the room is always Carson Wentz's health, and I know it's not major, big man, but he sat out of the practice. And what are they? You know, I don't know. I don't like hearing soft tissue issues. Do you? Like, soft tissue. No, we haven't played a game yet. What are you talking about? Soft tissue issues. Like,
right. And that's the issue with what you have this year. There's going to be a lot of soft tissue injuries around the league this year. But, yeah, I mean, look, you start to get irritated and frustrated with people like Carson Wentz. I mean, it's always something with this guy. And I know people kind of – I had a couple of people get on me today in my DMs about, you know, I said something about Wentz. And it's like, well, look, all due respect, but I think we have every reason to get annoyed when this guy sits out. I mean, it's always something with this guy. Listen, right now in Philadelphia, it's – I got to tell you, the sentiment around here is not good. I mean, the sports scene's a complete mess. This is kind of random, Gabe, but there's a picture floating around of the mayor. He left the city and went down to Maryland to have dinner, yet he feels the need to close every restaurant in the city The restaurants are boarded up.
But he went out to dinner.
Violence is out of control. Yeah, violence is out of control. Someone took a picture of him. Violence is out of control. I mean, it's a weird sentiment right now in the city. Not a lot of good things are happening, and you know this adds to the irritation because in this town, football's king. I mean, Philadelphia loves their Eagles, and there's just not a lot to look forward to right now in this town. It's kind of sad.
So as far as Philadelphia Eagles, you mentioned they're playing against Washington in the first game. So you know, I figured. What better time than now, actually, to take a look at somebody's these point spreads? I want to start getting into some of the props as well, guys. MVP props, rookie of the year, stuff like that. I think we got a couple of angles that we can hit. So we talk about Philadelphia. Philadelphia is getting Washington to start the season. The Washington football team, as they're being called over at FanDuel right now. The game is in Washington, but as we alluded to, no fans. No fans. In fact, they already announced they will not allow fans at any Washington game for the entire season. So Philadelphia Eagles are laying 6.5 points in this football game. Total's 44.5. It's too many points. I'm not saying, oh, I'm going to take Washington here, but I can't comfortably lay 6.5 points on this spot. You know, is it a neutral field? No, I guess it's still a road game. I don't think Haskins is as bad as everybody thinks he is, or at least a lot of people think he is. The kid's got a cannon. I think Rivera will help him. They're going to, you know, be a run-heavy football team. 6.5 is a little heavy, don't you think? Would you lay 6.5?
You know, it's funny, Gabe. I've actually bet one NFL game, and it was this game. I actually bought it to 7 and took the Redskins. Listen, one thing I know about the Eagles, one thing I've seen with this team year after year is they all the time played down the competition, and they played down the competition last year. Terry McLaurin ran all over them last year. I have a worry, as I said, about their defense. I don't love their linebacking group. I think it's going to take some time for that secondary to figure itself out. You have Jalen Mills playing safety now. And I think you're right. I don't think Washington's as bad as people say they are. You know, I think with Ron Rivera there now, you have a pretty decent offensive line. You've got some skill position players to throw to.
They got a ton of great defensive linemen in that team. You know that. They got a ton of great defensive talent up front this team.
I mean, their defensive line, their front seven, I think their front seven's really good. I think they're a team that wins a lot of games that are low scoring, you know, 21-17, you know, 17-13, games like that. They're going to have to scratch and claw, but I wouldn't want to lay points at the Eagles. There's too many issues with this team right now. Who the hell knows if Carson Wentz will even be healthy to play? It's always something with this guy. There's no way I'm laying a touchdown on the road with the Eagles. I think the Redskins are better than people think.
I agree. Remember, no, Washington Football Club. Washington Football Club. They changed their name, big man.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's going to happen a lot with people. It's going to happen a lot with people moving forward. So, all right. So we start not this Thursday, but the following Thursday, the Houston Texans get 9.5 points at Kansas City. The total is 54.5. You know, we haven't had a Super Bowl repeat winner since the Patriots in about 15 years. It's been 15 years, 2004-05, big man. And I hate being that guy. You know me. I like thinking outside the box and looking for a little bit of value. But I do believe, guys, that the Kansas City Chiefs are the team to beat again. And I think the fact that, you know, we'll tell you why. There's a couple of reasons why. I have more than one reason. But the fact, guys, that there's been no training camp, essentially. There really hasn't been. They got 21 days of practice, only 10 days allowed with actually with pads and tackling. I think there's going to be a lot of carryover from last year, so to speak. And you know what? The Chiefs were always hurt last year. They weren't even healthy. Like, they could be better. Like, Mahomes, like, could be better. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
All right, it's great talking NFL point spreads, isn't it? I am Morenci, Sports Rage Late Night. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates, whatever city or town you might be kicking it with us right now. A big man on campus joining us from the city of anything but brotherly love. And, you know, bad news is big man was talking about, you know, Philadelphia 76ers get swept. The Flyers are on the ropes right now. Philadelphia Phillies have been underachievers for the last couple of seasons. So I understand the frustration, not to mention just the real world stuff that's going on as well. But the countdown is on, not this Thursday, but following Thursday. We have NFL football, at least that's the plan. And so that means not this Sunday, but the following Sunday we'll have NFL football, which is pretty cool. So let's just blast through the point spreads right now, just so you can sort of have a foundation to build on here a little bit. Houston get 9.5 against Kansas City in a rematch. Total is 54.5 there. Chicago. Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions minus 2.5 in this football game. I like the Lions draft, actually, big man. They brought in some good football players. I was commenting on Matt Patricia the other night, and I'm not a big Matt Patricia guy, and I think he's done a lot of dumb things as head coach of the Detroit Lions. And I've said I never thought that Jim Caldwell should have got fired. I mean, they were 9-17, 10-16 caliber team every year, and they were going to the playoffs. They get rid of Caldwell because he couldn't get them over the top, and Patricia turns it into a 4-win team, right? But they do have a lot of talent now, Detroit. They've been stockpiling talent. We talked about the Washington has a good defensive line. You got some talent up front with Detroit. You know, they lose Darius Slay. You guys get Darius Slay in Philly, but they bring in Okuda. They got some nice running backs. And the fact of the matter is, they were 4-2 last year with Matt Stafford. But I was going to say that Matt Patricia's handled this protest stuff pretty well, in which he's like in solidarity. Like, you figure he'd be a jerk type. They'd be like, shut the hell up and get back on the field. Like, well, what do you mean you're skipping practice? And Matt Patricia's been very active with the players. And, you know, I think Patricia alienated some of the players the wrong way. They were Caldwell guys, but it's been enough years now. A lot of these guys are sort of Patricia guys now, right? There's younger guys that have been there under Patricia. And just because I don't like them doesn't mean that I can't assume every player doesn't like them. What do you think about the Lions? I'm not saying as a playoff team, but what's your quick take on the Lions? Yeah, you buy or pass on this football team? And I think, you know what? I'm looking at this game, 2.5-point favorites. I think they can beat the Bears in this spot.
I'm glad you mentioned them. They're one of my favorite teams. I loved them last year when they had Stafford. I took them to win the NFC North 6-1. I think that's too high. I think this receiver core is as good as any in the league. I think Stafford, when healthy, is probably one of the more underrated quarterbacks in the league. He just puts numbers up. I think all of a sudden you're excited about this run game. I mean, how many years did we go through the Amir Abdullahs and the Zach Zenners of the world? Now all of a sudden you have a formidable running attack. You had DeAndre Swift. That offense is going to score points. It's not going to be a matter of when. It's going to be how many. And I think defensively is where they really won in the offseason. They go out and pick up, all New England players. I mean, you bring in Daron Harmon, Jamie Collins, Trey Flowers, Danny Shelton. I mean, this is
guys that know how to win.
West, basically. Yeah, exactly. And I thought Okuda was the best cornerback prospect in 5 years in the NFL as far as the draft was concerned. I thought Okoro out of Notre Dame, a solid pass rusher to put into that depth chart as well. I really liked the Lions. I thought they were more of what they were in the first six games as opposed to the final 10 games. I like what I saw out of them. I remember they took the Chiefs to the wire in Detroit, I remember. This is a good football team. I like them a lot. If they could stay healthy, there's not going to be a lot of offenses that are better than this one.
Yeah, and you know what? We didn't even get to T.J. Hawkinson. Nice tight end, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And I know he can really, really help this football team as well. Take it off the COVID list. Not 100% then now, but he should be. Yeah, they're only laying 2.5 points in this football game, too. I just sort of like, you talk about, like the direction. There's been negativity around the Lions in the past. It's like I said, they're over Caldwell. There just seems to be, they're more united now. There's younger guys. They've got some talent. As you mentioned, man, you got Kerryon Johnson, DeAndre Swift. That's a nice 1-2 punch. Right there. So they're laying 2.5 to the visiting Chicago Bears, totals 43.5. People are really buying into the Browns as a bounce back team this year. One thing, we will say, at least Baker has kept his mouth shut, big man. I haven't heard Baker talk. I haven't heard him say anything. So he definitely learned his lesson, didn't he, compared to last year when he was running his mouth every day. Baker zipped it up, man, literally and figuratively.
He definitely has. I'm not buying it as far as them. I don't think he's a quarterback that I want to back. I had a lot of concerns about him coming into the league. He just reminded me too much of Johnny Manziel. And I think he'll be a way better quarterback than Johnny was. But I'm still not ready to believe he's ready to take this team and win in a tough division. We know how good the Ravens are. We know how good the Steelers' defense is. Look, I think they have some pieces, but, defensively, I still think there's some question marks. What do you have in that secondary? I mean, Denzel Ward's terrific, and, I like Greedy Williams, but I think their safeties are concerning. How does Myles Garrett come back this year? I just think there's a couple too many holes, and they have a new coach. It's never easy to be a new coach, especially in a year like we've
had.
There's just a lot of concerns. In another year, if this was a normal year, I would buy a little bit more maybe, but they're not exactly a team I want in a precarious situation. I don't really think of them and think like, oh, I could depend on the Cleveland Browns in a weird season to do things the right way. You have some head cases there with, Odell Beckham and his antics and, obviously Kareem Hunt and even Baker Mayfield. So, yeah, I'm good on the Browns. I'll pass.
Yeah, like Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham said the other day,
he
said, I don't want to play. Yeah. He goes, to be honest, he goes, I don't think we should be playing. He goes, I don't think we should be playing. And I don't really want to play, but I will. That's what he said. He goes, I'm not tapping out because I don't think we should be playing. But like this guy, let's see, he hasn't been a problem. And in fact, they're raving about him, right? Like him, they almost have to, but he's not a problem like in the room, and he's not a problem with his teammates, big man. It's just he says things publicly, right? Like, so he'll say things publicly out loud that'll upset the organization or something, but he doesn't really upset him when he's there. That's the one thing, except last year when he was telling every other player on the other team, save me, tell your team to trade for me, right? So I'm not buying into Cleveland either. I don't know if I want to lay 8.5 points in this football game. But I'm not buying what the Browns are selling or what they're trying to sell about the Browns this year. This next team, So you get the Packers and the Vikings. Interesting, it's up to 3.5 right now. You figure just sort of, you know, the Aaron Rodgers stuff that, you know, this number wouldn't be that high. But you were talking about the liking the Lions this year, big man. And I get it. The Lions are on the uptick. But the team that I really think can thrive in this sort of pandemic fanless society are the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins was open about it. Kirk Cousins, remember, he upset people. And he goes, I don't mind playing without fans. And he said, you know, you kind of dial them out anyways. And we all know Kirk Cousins has struggled in primetime spots, under the lights and crowd, road and stuff like that. A lot of that softened right now. Plus, they're a damn good football team. But, you know, the question, can Zimmer take that next step? You know, call me crazy, but, you know, we got to say, and, you know, I props to you something bold with Detroit. But I'm telling you right now, Kirk Cousins, guys, is going to have a big year this year. Kirk Cousins is going to have a big year this year, and the Vikings are going to be a very dangerous football team. They always are dangerous. Zimmer's one of the best ATS coaches in the history of the NFL. The guy doesn't lose against non-division opponents, guys. It's crazy. It's free money. Like 73% of the time they cover against non-division opponents, this team in Zimmer's reign is nuts. But I'm buying what the Vikings are selling. I like them. You know, they lose Stephon Diggs, but it doesn't matter. It's addition through subtraction. Diggs was a problem there. Like, Diggs didn't get along with Kirk Cousins. You know, he would give him the dirty looks. Diggs was like walking out right after games without saying bye to anybody and stuff anymore. He was getting frustrated. Him and Zimmer had it. Zimmer like badmouthed Diggs after once in front of everyone when he left. So, and then Diggs like, why don't you say that when I was there? And Zimmer's like, cause you weren't here. Cause you left. So like, they had problems and it's a win-win. Diggs is happy in Buffalo. He's happy to be there. And they get Jefferson for the draft pick that they got. They bring in Jefferson. I know you like out of LSU. They already have good talent, bro. Like, they already had wide receivers. Thielen's fine. You've got Cooks, you know, in the backfield here. I think this could be Minnesota's year, bro. I expect Minnesota to have a big year this year, big man. I really do. What's your take on the Vikings?
Yeah, and then they get Yannick Ngakoue today.
Yes, sir.
I mean, hell of an offseason for them.
And already a good defensive team.
Yeah. And they went, you know what I liked as well? They went and got younger in the secondary, got rid of Trey Wayne, Xavier Rhodes, kind of that, even Sendejo 2 years ago, just that kind of old group is out. Yeah. I had Jeff Gladney rated quite high on the cornerback list at a TCU. I'm excited to see what him and Mike Hughes can do. I really like the depth they have on defense, and they, you know, address the pass rush issue with Ngakoue, and he takes a pay cut. Yeah, I like him. I will say, though, in this game, I'm going to take the Packers probably here. I think you're going to be right. I think the public's going to slam the Vikings here. And while they are very good at home, this is a division game. I think I'm going to probably be able to get 4, 4.5. I think the Packers, you still have Aaron Rodgers. Don't worry about that. But I'm sure we'll do one more segment on the other side. But, yeah, you're right. The Vikings are going to be dangerous. Could be their year if Cousins plays like we know he can. Look, if you're an NFL player and you're complaining about fans, you should be playing.
Sports Rage late night. More NFL on the other side. Bring it. Okay.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Fun show here tonight, Sports Rage Sunday. Sports Rage late night. I am Morenci, Gabriel Morenci. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Rage. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates joining us. A big man on campus. We're talking NFL football. I think, you know, we got to put our money where our mouth is and start talking. Not just saying, oh, the season's around the corner and let's start crunching some numbers. At least we're just sort of getting a foundation now, looking at the games in week one. Because remember, guys, there's no preseason games. This is it. These are the games out of the gate here. So we'll pick up the pace. We won't break down every game. We'll just sort of pick up the pace and the ones that catch our eye. And like I said, guys, and Big Man was talking about liking the Packers. Excuse me. I do like I am high on the Vikings this year, and I think the Vikings are going to win the division. But with that being stated, it doesn't mean I want to lay 3.5 points. And as Big Man stated, I wouldn't be surprised if it went up a little bit. The Colts are laying 7 with Phillip Rivers. Don't forget Phillip Rivers, not a quarterback of the Colts, laying 7 on the road against the Stash and Minshew. Totals 45.5 there. Raiders, 1.5 point favorites over Carolina. It looks like Carr has settled in as the quarterback, has won the quarterback battle there, guys. So Carr's going to, you know, Mayock was saying that Carr has established himself as the quarterback. So they're laying 1.5 points at Carolina. New York Jets, +6 at Buffalo. And for the record, if you guys don't know, if you're tuning in, I am a lifelong Buffalo Bill fan. Love the Bills. But I'm not ready to lay 6 here. The Bills and the Jets games are always really close. The Bills usually win close ones and low scoring, and that's why the total is 40 in this football game. But I can tell you, Josh Allen is having a great camp, Big Man, because the Bills, you know, the Bills defense is great, and Allen's moving the ball on him and stuff. And it's not that the Bills defense isn't good, because when the Bills defense is killing the second team as well, it's just that Allen is good. He's got some weapons to work with right now. He's figuring it out. You and I have talked about it. Yeah, he had that playoff meltdown, but that's good. You need that. It's part of the process. That's, you know, of growing pains in the National Football League. I don't really want to lay 6, though. I'm not ready to run here to lay 6 with the Bills, even though I think the Bills are better than the Jets. And I'll tell you what, guys, we've been following the Jets camp, and it's not going well. And I don't want to pile on Lev Bell. I'm a big Lev Bell guy, but Le'Veon Bell supposedly is like the worst running back there. And like, he doesn't look good. And like, he's slow. He doesn't look good. And people are like really concerned about this because he's going to complain he doesn't get the ball. People are going to bitch that Gase doesn't get on the ball. But the fact is, he's not playing well. And Sam Darnold is struggling. Their defense is struggling. Basically, long story short, the Jets are having a bad camp, Big Man.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, they're led by a complete imbecile, so that doesn't surprise me. This is a game I haven't bet it yet, but I'm probably going to. I think this game goes under the total. I think the Jets, for what it's worth, I still think defensively they're solid. I think they always are. They've got some really good players in that secondary as well.
But they have lost some guys.
Going to struggle.
C.J. Mosley, yeah, so opts out. Mosley opts out. Jamal Adams no longer there. I get it. Yeah. But those are two pretty good. Those are your two best defenders are gone.
Yeah. I still have some guys like Marcus May. I like some of their guys in the linebacking core. Unwaster's a good player. They brought him from Baltimore. But I'm really looking at offensively. I just don't think they're going to move the ball against Buffalo. You mentioned it. The Le'Veon Bell issues there. I mean, their receiver core is kind of weak, to be honest. Denzel Mims might be the best receiver they have, and he's a rookie. I don't know what they really did outside of Becton to help that offensive line. I don't know if you remember last year. I know you do, actually. Their offensive line at times was awful.
Darnold was running for his life. Yeah.
Look. Yeah, that game seems to me like a 24-13, something like that. 13. I think the Bills kind of do some things offensively. I'd actually almost consider laying the points as well. As I've said to you, I'm pretty high on the Bills. I think Diggs is going to show out. I don't know if it's a crazy back and forth kind of game. I don't trust the Jets to score. And I think defensively they'll do enough to kind of keep themselves in the game.
We were talking about Philadelphia earlier. And both me and Big Man agreed about Washington being worth a long look here, getting the point, 6.5 by a half point, get it up to 7. Dude, it's the first game coming out of a pandemic, no preseason. I'm not in a hurry to lay points with a lot. If I can take an underdog in these games, I will. We talked about it earlier with Jalen Reagor, their rookie first-round wide receiver pick out of TCU. Torn labrum, shoulder injury. He's going to be out probably until week 2. Against the Rams, maybe even week 3 after that. So I'm looking at Washington, and so was Big Man. Seattle are 1.5 point road favorites at Atlanta. I'll tell you, how about this? Miami Dolphins getting 6.5 against New England. I want to see who the starting quarterback is, and I want to get to this because I think Tua can win Rookie of the Year this year. They're getting 6.5. The new look Patriots. I don't know. Should a new look Patriots be laying 6.5 points, big man? I say no. Give me the fish.
I agree. I actually want to just quickly go back as well to the Falcons-Seahawks game. That is going to be a public bloodbath. You know, mark my words. People are going to be all over the Seahawks. Look, I don't think people quite understand. The Falcons really, I thought, looked great in the second half of the season defensively. They moved Raheem Morris over to secondaries coach. He becomes a defensive coordinator. I think they're an underrated defense team. I think they take some nice steps forward this year. You bring in A.J. Terrell at corner. I think he's a guy that can do some good things for them. But remember, they can score points. They're at home. They're getting a West Coast team at 1 o'clock. It's the first game in a weird season on an East Coast game from a West Coast team. And they're a favorite here. I will gladly take the Falcons here. I think this is a bloodbath. The public will back the Seahawks. They usually are a public team. This is a tough spot. First game on the road. You've been in hotels for a long time, and it's a 10 o'clock start, basically, against a team that I think's improved with a good offense at home. I don't like betting against the Falcons at home. That receiver core is good. Give me the Falcons here. I think that's a sneaky play here, Gabe.
Yeah, and don't forget, I agree, and don't forget, too, they've beaten the Seahawks in Atlanta a couple of times. I've been on them. Remember when the Atlanta Falcons went to the Super Bowl, they beat Russell Wilson in that playoff game. So they're going to choke against Seattle. No, they've beaten Seattle. So we talked about the Dolphins getting 6.5. I think that's attractive right there. The Chargers are laying 3.5 on the road in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow's debut. That's a tricky one. I'm not in a hurry. Listen, we don't have to give. We're not giving you picks right now. We're just sort of kicking the tires on these games. But I'm not ready to be laying 3.5
for the Chargers.
It'll be Tyrod Taylor.
Who's the quarterback for the Chargers? I mean, is it going to
be? It'll
be
Tyrod Taylor.
I guess it is. I've heard
at least for the first couple of weeks.
Herbert's look good, I guess. I'm playing the Bengals, Gabe. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm playing the Bengals here. AJ Green healthy. Give me Joe Burrow, baby. Give me the kid. Give me the Ohio kid at home.
Yeah, it's hard not to.
I'm telling you,
3.5
he's going
points.
To inject life there. Go ahead.
Arizona getting 7.5. Now, Arizona's a team I'm intrigued by this year as well. You know, you and I talked briefly about Arizona. I like the direction this team's going in. I was a big Kyler Murray fan. I like the draft pick. I liked him. I think he's going to grow and develop. Now he's got legitimate weapons to work with. He, you know, arguably people talk about, Julio Jones. This seems to be the consensus number one wide receiver, according to NFL players. But I think Hopkins is right there, man. You look at the production and the plays that Hopkins has made with some pretty bad quarterbacks over the years. And, you know, Deshaun is hurt. Like, you know, the guy had like 19, you know, the guy like was successful at Brock Osweiler, right? He's going to have a nice year out there. It's going to open things up for everybody else on that offense as well. I like the draft picks on defense. The kid out of Clemson, like, I just like this football team. They play in a tough division, though, yet they're getting 7.5 points. Once again, in this weird, like, sort of unique season, guys, especially in this first week, if I can make a case for the underdog, I'm going to make the case for the underdog. And this is a game where 7.5 is too many points, in my opinion. Give me the Cardinals.
Gabe, I'm giving you something here, and I have a reason. Kyler Murray, MVP, 25-1. Second
Ooh,
year
I
is get... always a big year for players. You got Lamar Jackson. He won the MVP. Mahomes won his MVP in his second year. Kyler in a system that is going to work for him. That up-tempo, Cliff Kingsbury offense, you've got a receiver to throw to now. To me, the best receiver in the NFL. I'm telling you, this kid has something, and we all know why he went to play football. It's because he's a damn good football player. He's what Baker Mayfield, I think he can be, and he won't be. He's what he will be. Kyler Murray is a good football player. Out in the desert, don't sleep on this kid. I think that's a good price, a sneaky price on Kyler Murray. I will agree with you. I think things are kind of falling into place for Arizona. Marcus Gilbert opted out, but they drafted Josh Jones. I think he can come in and adapt and help this group be a pretty damn good offense this year. I think defensively they need to figure some things out, but you know, don't sleep on them. They've got some solid players. Isaiah Simmons, you bring him in. You already have Jordan Hicks and Hassan Reddick and guys like that. Secondary solid. Arizona's a sneaky little team, Gabe, but I like Kyler Murray to win the MVP, 25-1. Good price.
I got no problem with that play. I'll little sprinkle on Kyler Murray. I'm a big Kyler Murray guy. I think he can go off. You know, I think there's also reason for the chalk as well. But at 25-1, nothing wrong with playing that. All right, we've only got about a minute or so, big man. It's going to be great, though. We'll, you know, breaking down college and NFL football with you. The big game, because I'm looking at the schedule, I'm like, wow, week one is not really that sort of like, where's that? Wow, oh, I can't miss that game. That sort of marquee game, and it's Tom Brady and the Buccaneers and Gronkowski and the Buccaneers against Drew Brees and company. I tell you what, guys, Saints are laying 3.5. That surprised me that there's not a little bit more love for Brady here and the Bucs. And I was wondering about this. So the Buccaneers get 3.5. And I was wondering about this, big man. I'm thinking, if there's a team, a couple of teams that could get hurt by not having fans, it is New Orleans. It's a dome. It is one of the fans are right close over you. And it's one of those places where it is just such a freak show. And the Saints players really do feed off those people. You know, they're all, it's like Halloween every night there. You know what I mean? Those Monday night football games and stuff. Everyone's dressed up. Everyone's hammered. And like, it's got that Mardi Gras, you know, feel to it all the time. The Saints players really feed off of it. And, you know, I think going into New Orleans this year is you're better off going in there without fans than with fans, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. But I will be playing the Saints for sure. Listen, I'm fading the Tom Brady show. Look, at the end of the day, it's not easy to go to another team, especially a team that you played on 20 years with. Now you got to go down to another team in a weird season. No sorts of OTAs or crazy training camp or preseason. I like the Saints. We all know how good they are offensively. But, Gabe, don't sleep on bringing in Malcolm Jenkins. Malcolm Jenkins is a leader. He's a guy that I think will command that defense's attention. I thought they made some really nice steps last year. They were good against the run. They had some trouble in the secondary, but they shored that up bringing in Malcolm Jenkins. I think that's a big move for them. I'll take them at home here. I'll fade the Tom Brady show here.
It's interesting that the media, you know, specifically ESPN, is, you know, so pro, and not just ESPN. Everybody's Tom Brady this, Tom Brady that, the Buccaneers this, the Buccaneers that. That's pretty much the team that's getting the most play coming into the National Football League season. But the odds makers and the bettors aren't biting. They're like last year when Cleveland was trendy and people wanted to fade them. Looks like a similar situation. The Sharps looking to fade the Bucs. Big man on campus. Find him on Twitter. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Break it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage Late Night. Winding down bagels and bad beats. Got Wetzel coming up on many of these radio stations. Shout out to our crew. Great job in Master Control tonight, Midtown, Manhattan, repping. So we're just sort of kicking the tires on the NFL in week one of the National Football League. You know, we got as far as the Tampa and New Orleans game. And it's interesting because I do like to fade sort of these public teams. And the, you know, the public media teams. But I'm actually surprised that you're getting the hook here. I'm actually surprised, you know, because the Bucs are a media darling and a TV darling. But the bettors clearly aren't buying in. Like I said, I think a lot of like sharp bettors, NFL bettors, and, you know, the gambling community sort of like to fade whatever, you know, Joe Public are talking about. But I'm surprised you're getting 3.5 here. And I understand, like, kind of being anti-Buck. But the thing is, the Buccaneers were good last year. And we were pro-Buck last year. They were a covering machine near the end of the day. They were a covering machine, Tampa. And that was with Winston turning the ball over. Right? Like, Tampa are kind of close, so it's not just that they got Tom Brady and Brady's on a bad team. they've got a lot of good players, Tampa. Mike Evans isn't my favorite wide receiver, but he is damn good. You know, Chris Godwin is damn good, right? They have some talent on defense as well. Now they have Brady, and there's a belief. As basically, you know, it's like just one of those deals where everyone's better now there. Like they were saying, like, word out of the box is the attention to detail is much better now. Like Jameis Winston was good, but, you know, clearly the attention, he was not a detail guy. He's just sort of an athletic, let's just go out there and do it guy. Brady's all about detail, so it's almost like there's two coaches there now. You got Bruce Arians and Tom Brady. They're all looking up to Brady. Brady works as hard as anybody still. Listen, I don't think the Bucs are going to the Super Bowl, but I think the Bucs are going to the playoffs. All right, thanks to Big Man on Campus. We'll talk more NFL football tomorrow night and NBA and NHL and more. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.